Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C.O.G., whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
And can lift up your voice now and just say, thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Begin to bless him. Say, thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God, for fresh fire. I'm not going back. Can you begin to bless him and say, thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God, for fresh fire. Fresh fire, fresh fire. I'm not going back. I'm not going back. Nothing will stop me. Nothing will hinder me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am not going back. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please sit up in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you excited to be here this evening? Are you sure that you're excited to be here? Yes. By the grace of God, this evening we all have Pastor Julius in our midst already. Pastor Julius, God bless you, sir. Yes, Pastor Julius was supposed to take us in the first, this fire prayer, but, you know, I believe traffic and a little bit of delay, but in the second session, we're going to have him bless us specially. Yes. We also have Prophetess Teju in the house. God bless you. Grace. Hallelujah. And we have Pastor Lamide also in the house. God bless you. And our amazing pastors in the house also. Put your hands together. Celebrate our pastors. Now, we're going to go quick into what we're going to be doing today. Was supposed to have time with Abby today, but unfortunately she'll not be around. She had some challenges and she promised us further. So we're going to announce the date for that, but that will be somewhere after 20 days of glory, because every other day in 20 days of glory is booked with every other guest. Yeah, apart from tomorrow, it's booked and she will not be available for, you know, this particular week. If not, we would have found a way to squeeze her into the whole agenda. And Pastor Julius has been the frontliner for us until I got the news. If you noticed yesterday's second service, I didn't announce again. I announced Pastor, but I didn't announce. And then I got the news. And you know, we're a church, we're people of integrity. That's the reason why you see the flyer this morning didn't show her face, isn't it? Yes, we are very strict with the way we organize things. So the flyer this morning, as soon as we got it from yesterday night, we ensured that the flyer was not going to show our face. The idea is not to, you know, act as if we want to deceive people. No, we're not deceiving anybody. If you are here to receive from God, get ready, because God is always willing to pour out. We have amazing ministers that are going to minister to us in worship. So maybe after the word session, just a little bit now, we're going to get into that worship. I want you to open your hearts during the worship session. Pour out all your life, everything. Every single thing. We still have a lot of testimonies from the last stand-up worship, the last two we have done so far. And some of us were around, when was that day we had Holy Ghost banquet? Wow. Was it Friday last week? This Tuesday. When was the last time we prayed with Toby Michael? Last week. It looked like yesterday to me. It just felt like I'm still feeling the experience like this yesterday. Glory to God. Now, I want to encourage everyone to ensure that you don't stop inviting your friends, everybody that needs to be part of this meeting. Please ensure that you keep inviting them. So much is happening already. It's building up. It's building up massively in the spirit. Every time you appear, the Bible says, as they appear before him in Zion, he said they are changed from glory to glory. Something is happening to you. Something is happening to you. And you will not miss out on the things that God has in the name of Jesus. Yes. This evening, I want to talk a little bit about the exploits of prayer. I want to talk about prayer a little bit. Then we'll get into the worship. I told you God laid in my heart three things that I should try as much as possible to share during the course of 20 days of glory. The first has to do with worship. And I've done that already in the last stand-up worship. I tried to explain a few things. The second has to do with prayer. And I'm going to do that today, both in the first and the second. Yesterday, I started with the word in the first session, so I'm not going to go there. I shared a few things. Of course, I preached literally like 10% of the message, but don't worry. We'll always continue. Amen. Yes, we'll always continue. Sincerely, less than 10% of the message was preached. And even in the prayer today, I'm sure I'm not going to be able to capture anything much, so much. But I will make sure that by the Spirit of God, you get something that you can run with. Hallelujah. Now, after salvation, the next most important thing is prayer, then the word. You say, why would prayer come before the word? Yes. The reason prayer comes before the word is that you cannot have understanding of the word without prayer. Are we here together? So when people get born again, one of the mistakes they make, and that's why you have a lot of people, when they get into the faith and they load them so much with word, chances are that they begin to misbehave. They go to the extreme. They begin to argue and debate many things, talk about many things that they are not aware of. The reason is simple. They have not been given to the place of prayer, where the master teacher, the Holy Spirit himself, will teach them the word of God. Are we here together? So that after 20 days of glory, I'm thinking, I'm a pastor. You know, of course, pastoring a church like this, I'm going to have a lot of guests come, bless us. But I want to be sure that our people are not taken with baskets. So my assignment is to ensure that you are coming with something that has the capacity to hold. Because by the time 20 days of glory is over, if you are not holding anything, it will look like you were never part of the experience. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? I will be here with you through the next 365 days. Our guests will not be around to see whether you are growing or you are not growing. It is my assignment to reinforce the things they have said. It is my assignment to deepen the things. As they are teaching some things, I say, this thing this man of God thought is powerful. If I add this one, it will cover a particular space. That's the assignment. Are we getting what I'm saying now? So I knelt down that day and I said, I didn't plan this. But anyway, God has placed it in my heart that I will do this in 20 days of glory. Luke chapter 11 verse 1. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. In other words, there is something John has taught his disciples that you have not taught us. We have watched you pray. We have seen that every time you go in, you come out with radiance, you come out with glory, and you're making a lot of impact, exploit, power. We like this thing, but we don't know how to do it. Now, these guys were not saying they didn't know anything about prayer. They wanted Jesus Christ's own type of prayer. Because the way the rabbis used to pray, the way the Pharisees prayed, the Bible says they will come to the public square and we see this guy go to the secret place. There is something he encounters there. There is something about the kind of prayer that he does in that place. That whenever it comes out with results. So they sat one day and they said, Jesus, you need to show us the way. You need to teach us. Because if we don't understand this thing that you are doing, if you are not here for whatever reason, we will not be able to function. Is anybody getting what I'm trying to say here right now? So when people get born again, in fact, the man of God says something. He said, I would rather teach 100 men to pray than one man the word of God to preach. He said, I would rather teach 100 men to pray thereabout than to teach one person the word. Because if they know how to pray, they will know what to preach. If they know how to pray, in the place of prayer, God puts burdens in your heart. It is in the place of prayer that he communicates a lot of things into your spirit. And that's why praying men are men that will be sustained for life. Praying men are people that the devil knows he cannot find space. He cannot drop certain things around their space. I came to tell somebody today that the spirit of prayer and supplication will rest upon you afresh in the name of Jesus. Prayer is communication with God. It is discussing with the Almighty God. Can you imagine you sitting before the Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth, and in the place of prayer, God does not see a crowd. He sees individuals. He discusses God personally. And that's why every time you fail to create your prayer time or visit your secret place, you are actually saying, I don't want to have discussions with God. And I wonder what the life of that person will look like that is not having discussions with God. I wonder what the life of that person will look like that is not willing to engage the place of prayer. When people fail to pray, all manner of things begin to fail in their lives. Because prayer helps to sustain things. Am I communicating here? Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. He says, call unto me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. In other words, prayer is the meeting point between humanity and divinity. When men need to meet and encounter God, the place where they meet God and have encounter, where he begins to reveal secret things and deep things and powerful things, is in the place of what? Prayer. You have heard it over and again, an attack on your prayer life is an attack on the whole of your destiny. If your prayer life is attacked, everything about your life is about to crumble. And that's why if the devil is attacking your prayer life, you have to fight with all your life. You have to fight like a wounded lion. You have to wake up. There are times when you wake up and you are feeling sleepy. You stand up and you'll be walking around. You are beating yourself like this because you know that I cannot afford to miss the encounter for tonight. I cannot afford to miss the word of God for tonight. There is a kind of connection that God has for me tonight that if I slip up, everything might just disappear. In the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, verse 40, it took prayer to bring Dorcas back to life. Dorcas was a wonderful woman. She had done all manner of good things, but somehow she had died. The Bible says that they had to go and look for Peter. They needed a praying man. Praying people are always sought for, highly sought for. They had to travel there. And it's like traveling from here, they left everybody. There was nobody that they could engage to bring that. And they had to go and look for Peter, where Peter was, and they begged him to come, that Dorcas cannot die. And when Peter got there, what he engaged was what? Prayer. Prayer brought the dead back to life. Jesus sat one day and was speaking. He said, men always, 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 always ought to pray and not to faint. You can't go far in this kingdom without prayer. I'm telling you. And the kind of prayer that I'm introducing you to today is not the regular kind of prayer where people just shout and make noise. No, there are dimensions of prayer. There are different kinds of prayers that you can make, different kinds of prayer that you can make. And you need to understand the right one per time so that you'll not find yourself doing the wrong things. Are we here together? For time's sake, let me just see how I can push this. Number one, benefits of prayer. Prayer will transform you and alter your countenance and your character. In Luke chapter 9, verse 25, the Bible says, as he prayed, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became white as a flashing light. In the place of prayer, God reveals your character flaws, your character errors. Show you and say, adjust this, adjust this. How many of us remember David, when David made a mistake? He sinned and David was just walking around. And he wanted to go about his life normally. Then, of course, he started praying. Then while he was praying, God saw that this guy, you are not going to go like this. He had to reveal to Nathan the prophet. Then the prophet came. Why? Because I can't watch you come back to the secret place with this character. And Nathan the prophet came and addressed that issue. And he was arrested. Why? He would go back to the secret place. And as soon as he finds himself going back there, God says, I have to address this issue. There are many character errors in the life of people that prayer is the way out. There's a way you put that, whatever that character is, anger, you write it on capital letter and say, Holy Ghost, if you don't deal with this thing, then I'm going nowhere with my life. Kill this anger. And you stay there in the place of prayer and say, deal with it. Paralyze it. Every devil, every spirit that is behind it, kill it. And you'll be shocked to see what your life will become. Am I communicating here? Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Do you know that this wonderful man we have been talking about in 20 of Glory, I've mentioned him severally, Hezekiah. Hezekiah, after God answered the prayer of Hezekiah and extended his life by 15 years, Hezekiah became proud. Within those years, he became proud again and wanted to start misbehaving. I'm telling you, you know, there are sometimes God is giving somebody a second chance and Satan is looking for another opportunity to see frustrate the destiny of that person. Hezekiah all of a sudden wanted to become proud again and his heart was lifted up in the place of prayer. Then God exposed his character flaw and Hezekiah humbled himself again. How? In the place of what? Prayer. That Hezekiah, is it not you? You that I picked from this place? You are now behaving like this. So he goes to the place of prayer and God begins to show him something. He goes to the place of prayer and God begins to point out certain things. Do you know how it is that you cannot be praying and sinning at the same time? You know, every time you come to the place of prayer, you can carry the Bible and be forming reading. You can come to church and raise your hand and join everybody. We are saying thank you, Jesus. You can even join the choir and sing. If you go to the quiet place, personal prayer, not corporate, personal, the Holy Spirit will open your heart and say, look at you, adjust, amend. This is not who you are supposed to be. that voice will convict your heart and say, no now. You can't appear like this and just be normal like you. Why? The Bible says God is of a purer eyes than to behold iniquity. So the Holy Spirit begins to nudge your heart and say, son, it can't work like that. With the light and darkness cannot be in agreement. This thing has to be confessed. And that's why when you come to the place of prayer, when you realize that there is something wrong, one of the things you want to do is to do what? To acknowledge. The Bible says acknowledge. Where do you acknowledge your sin? In the place of what? Prayer. Am I communicating? Is anybody getting what I'm saying here today? In the place of prayer, you just acknowledge and you say, God, whatever it is, let this thing be off my life. I repent from this attitude. I repent from this behavior. I step out of this particular thing. And the Holy Spirit begins to reshape your heart and reorganize your life. Somebody under the sound of my voice, in the name of Jesus, you are coming to higher dimensions of glory in the name of Jesus. In Jude 1:20, the Bible says, beloved, building up yourself in the most holy faith, doing what? Praying in the Holy Ghost. So prayer builds you up spiritually. Why are many people falling? Why are they not able to stand? Why are they always up and down? Because they have no prayer life. Prayer is like exercise. What physical exercise does to your physical body, prayer does to your spiritual life. So just imagine it. You used to know a guy in your street, and all of a sudden, 6 months at the gym, 1 year at the gym, he has changed. And you know when he starts, the first 2 weeks, you will not notice anything. The first 3 weeks, you feel like, we're not seeing anything. Then just give it a while, maybe 1 month. You realize that a little bit here, a little there. He goes the next day. By the time it is 3 to 6 months, running to 1 year, all the muscles. So he has potential to grow muscles, but he will never grow it automatically. Prayer grows muscles. When you begin to pray, your spiritual muscles begin to show. Your spiritual, and you know what? As soon as that is happening, the devil begins to know that there are certain people you cannot face anyhow again. Prayer builds your stamina. After 20 days of glory, if the devil wants to finish any person, no matter the anointing you have taken, it's one small temptation you can start with. But guess what? Jesus showed us the solution. He said, watch and pray, lest you fall into temptation. That means if you are praying consistently, you will be aware of the temptation. You will know that this is Satan coming. You know that this is the enemy. I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice. All the spiritual investments that you have made in 20 days of glory, it will not be a waste in the name of Jesus. Prayer helps you resist temptation. That's number three. Matthew chapter 6, 26, verse 4, 41. It says, watch and pray, lest you enter into what? Temptation. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Pastor, it's not easy for me. I'm always falling. I don't even know. You are not praying the kind of prayer you should pray. No, you can gather in church and pray with everybody and shout, I receive. Oh, yes. Hey, come on me. No, that personal prayer space, when you get there, you stay there and you begin to pray. As you are praying, when you come out of that place, when temptation is showing up, you have picked the signal. Why? Because prayer sharpens your discernment. Prayer helps you know when this is Satan coming. Prayer helps you know that Satan is locking the door. How come Samson was so dead that he did not even understand the first time Delilah tried, the second time she tried, the third time she tried, until the glory of his life was taken off? Nowhere in the Bible was Samson a praying person. One of the most prayerless person in the Bible is who? Samson. No prayer altar. Carried power physically, but did not carry power spiritually. The Holy Ghost has to come upon Samson to do something. After that uponness of the Spirit, Samson will not be able to function. That becomes an ordinary man. But how about Samson understanding the place of character and building it to secure his destiny? Is anybody getting what I'm saying here tonight? Are you sure you're getting what I'm sharing with you here tonight? Yes. Prayer makes you a fire, a spiritual firehouse. A spiritual firehouse. The Bible says in Leviticus chapter 12, verse 12 to 13, it says the fire on the altar must keep burning. It must not go out. The fire on the altar must keep burning. It must not go out. Prayer steers the fire of the Spirit within your life. You know, there's a level of prayer. Apostle Paul had prayed, you know, so much. Even the apostles, early apostles, they had prayed their lives into God. That as soon as you begin to pray, listen, fire, your body in the realm of the Spirit, the gas, the burning flame inside of you is increasing. A praying person is not looking like an ordinary human being in the realm of the Spirit. You are looking like a walking fire. A praying man looks like a walking fire when you are walking in the realm of the Spirit. Don't forget to say, he made his angel ministry spirit and his ministers flames of fire. These ministers are angels, but human ministers also are what? Flames of what? Fire. That's why on the day of Pentecost, the first thing we saw there on their head, after 10 days of prayer, the fire bumped out on their head. 10 days of prayer. They were praying there, they were just praying. All they knew, before you know, the Holy Ghost came upon them, come. And fire was the sign that we saw. The seven sons of Sceva wanted to cast demons. And when they got there, they said, Paul, and the demon told them, he said, we know Paul, how? Fire. Jesus, we know, baptizer with fire. They said, who are you? In other words, in the realm of the spiritual, looking so ordinary and naked. I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice. You will not be seen as naked in the name of Jesus. May God give you the grace to build your prayer altar in the name of Jesus. Every fire extinguisher around your space, around your life, I declare permanently they are taken off in the name of Jesus. You are a business person. Listen, you are a career person. Prayer helps you open doors of opportunity. Prayer attracts divine favor. When you're about to make decisions and it will help you do, you'll be shocked at the kind of decisions you'll be making. High quality decisions, because you are interacting with immortals. You are interacting with spirits. You are interacting with the Father of all spirits. But when you fail to have interaction with Him, everything goes down. Everything goes down. Everything goes down. In Psalm 5 verse 12, it says, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround him with it, with favor as with what? A shield. Difficult questions in the place of prayer. God gives you wisdom for difficult questions. Prayer will sharpen your discernment. Tricky situations, things that look so hard and difficult, and whether it is political terrain or whatever, prayer can help you come there. It says in the book of James chapter 1 verse 5, he said, if there's anyone lack wisdom, let him do what? Ask. So you get to the place of prayer and say, God, zapina fati nakapa, wisdom concerning this. And listen, you must know how to ask specific prayers. You are praying in tongues, but there is a time where you will stop and talk in your understanding too. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Blind Bartimaeus was shouting, Jesus, have mercy on me, have mercy on me, have mercy on me. Oh God, what is your prayer point? So Jesus asked him, what do you want? He said, that I may receive my sight. He said, that's the answer. Specific prayers. Some of us, you are praying random prayers. You can't get answers like that. You need to learn how to pray very specific. God, I want this. Hannah, what do you want? You want a prophet, I'll give you a prophet. Give me a child, I'll give you a prophet. Specific prayers. Specific, very specific prayers. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? So you want to engage God in the place of prayer for wisdom so that you can run your life, so that you can excel, so that you can hide. Do you know that prayer can protect you from hidden plots of the enemy? Prayer can expose sabotage. It can expose traps in your office. It can expose the enemies and the conspiracy of everybody around your space. The Bible says in Psalm 91 verse 3, it says, surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the pestilence. Listen, the way prayer works, as you are praying and they are plotting, he said, woe is it that plots against the Lord? It will not stand. Where do you scatter it? On the altar of word prayer. All the plots of hell against my life. Some people enter traps and they die because they didn't have prayer life. It's not anybody, it's not God's fault that somebody died without a prayer. No. There are many people, because they lack discernment. They lack discernment. They entered into something that wasted their destiny. If they had prayed, God would have said, this is the way working. Do you know Apostle Paul was about to enter something that would have killed his life too? Wasted him. But in the place of prayer, God began to give him direction. Business people will wake up and say, oh, I don't think I just need to know how to make money. It's a lie. You can't survive like that. Most of the people you see in the Bible, some of them, they were business people. And they were powerful prayer men. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here right now? Yes, in the place of prayer, God directs you on the business strategy. Prayer brings divine ideas, innovation, blueprints that your competitors will be shocked and amazed at how you are running your own business. Look at what happened to Jacob in the house of Laban. The Bible says Jacob just decided how the stripe and the speckled cows, they will survive. And he decided how he would do it. As soon as he did this, where did he get the idea from? Where did he come from? It was at night. God told him, he said, just do this. Put this one here. Put this one here. Put this one here. All the ones that will give birth, they will be yours. This man has been cheating you. It doesn't matter who's cheating you. If you are a praying person, God will recompense. Prayerlessness can make you lose. You don't know your potentials. You don't know your potentials. Though. The man who goes to the gym doesn't know how much he can be, how big he can become. Just remaining ordinary until he starts. Then he realizes that you can be this big. Yes. There is still so much inside of you. And what will bring it out? Prayer. Do you know why many people found their path early in life? Eh? I was praying when God told me, switch from art. I've been in science all my life. I was praying when God told me, switch. The reason many people are stuck in the university with course that they don't understand, you don't have a prayer life. You entered by your mommy choosing for you, your daddy choosing for you. My mommy and my daddy were about to choose for me. They were choosing petrochemical engineering, civil engineering. I was struggling with it. Anytime I go and write mass, I'll be copying. My life going to look like this, and I've gotten born again. I cannot continue like this. I want something different. The reason you see some students in school is as if they are or pure, as if the brain has been removed. If you are a praying person, God knows the place where your ease and your rest is. I started praying one day. In fact, I had already told myself, I'm not going to go to university again. Hey, this anointing went on the cover of my head like this. People don't like me like this. I was praying already. I go to schools. I'll be ministering. People will be excited. I said, I'm not going to university. I was sitting in the house one day when I saw a televangelist. As the man was preaching, God showed me and he said, I use intelligent minds to communicate certain things that unintelligent minds cannot. Go to school. I heard it like that. That's why I decided. If not, I told my parents, I called them, what am I going to do in school? I've gone to theological university already. I've started already. I'm already pursuing my 4 years degree in theology. I don't need it again. I don't need it. As I was there, struggling, I will go to school. I was now looking for all my papers. One day, all my papers, science papers, everything got missing. And I heard God say, switch out. I said, this is it. In the place of prayer, I stood up and said, switch. I switched. Prayer has been the direction and the compass for my life, for the life of many people. You will hear them say it. How do you want to survive Christian race without the praying life? So you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. The Bible says, while they were praying and ministering unto God, the Lord said, separate for me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work of the ministry. Many people fail in their purpose because they are not praying people. One of the ways to discover purpose is to be a praying person. You can't be a praying person and miss your purpose in life. That's why Jesus was constantly praying. The disciples were wondering, why is this man going to pray again? What do you want again? In the night, he will go back again. The Almighty God putting on human body. Yet, he still went to pray and discuss with the Father. Then you say you will not discuss. F9 here. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? For time's sake, let me just scroll this so that we can move. You see all these creative people here? Let me tell you something. Creative people. Prayer can connect you to the ultimate creator of the universe. And it will give you blueprints, fresh idea, inspiration, and original ideas. You know, there are ideas that you build on what somebody has done. And there's something you do, they say nobody has done this one before. Prayer can give you that kind of blueprint. Prayer can give you a particular concept and design. You'll be shocked after praying. You lay down your head to rest, and the Holy Spirit will wake you up. In the dream, you will see yourself in the dream, learning the work that you thought you were boss. They will teach you in the dream. Are you getting what I'm saying here? That's one of the things prayer can do for you. Original ideas. Prayer will break it will break creative block and mental fatigue. Sometimes you are tired and you are mentally fatigued. Put your worship instrument and start praying. All of a sudden, you will experience that refreshing. All of a sudden, you just go that, I feel so fresh. Why? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You renew your strength in the place of prayer. You renew yourself in the place of prayer. So don't ever. Satan will attack your prayer life. He will do everything. I am telling you again, he will do everything he can to attack and bastardize your prayer life. In Luke chapter 22, Jesus said to Peter, I have prayed for you. You know why he prayed for him? Because he came to Peter and he said, can't you watch with me 1 hour? He refused to pray. When you are praying now, he refused to pray. And Satan desired to have him so that he will sift him as wheat. And Satan really did that too. Satan, in fact, if not for the prayer of Jesus, the next morning you wake up, Peter is finished already. He will be finished. And as soon as Peter goes, all the disciples will go. Why? Because Jesus has already told Peter that I will be using you and you will be like a major foundation for the work I will do. That's why after he even disappointed Jesus, he came back and said, Peter. So what did Jesus do to solve the problem of Peter? He said, I prayed. I realized that you were not praying. So I pray for you. What if nobody prays for you? Sir, what if nobody prays for you? You have to pray for yourself. Did I tell you the story of Job? That the man who has the prayer altar is the one that will be sustained. Job was praying for every member of his family. Everybody who was praying, he was praying for them. Everybody, if I will pray for this one, pray for that, pray for that. But you know the problem? Those people who died, they didn't have their personal prayer altar. If the children of Job had their own personal prayer altar, and Satan comes, Satan will have to go to God and discuss their own matter one by one. Because every man that has an altar, you have access for discussions. But if you don't have an altar, somebody has to cover you. You'll be behind somebody's altar. And whatever happens to that person will happen to you. But when you have your own altar, you can create an exemption by yourself. Just imagine that all those children had their personal altar. As Job was praying and Satan comes, have you considered Job? You will do for Job. Only Job, face Job. You cannot tell me to go and face this one when this one has a different altar. You will go back to that place and negotiate on that one's altar. Because altars are the place of negotiation between humanity and divinity. If somebody does not have one, another person's conclusion will be your destiny. I wish you understand what I'm saying here to you. So I want to charge you in this 20 days of glory prayer to ensure, in this season rather, to ensure that you get back to the place of prayer. Don't be relaxed. Don't be relaxed. What kind of prayer must you pray? Number one, prayer of fellowship. Prayer of fellowship. Write it down. Time will not permit me to say anything about it. It's that kind of prayer where you just worship, give thanks, and surrender your will to God. You're just worshiping God and blessing Him. Number two, prayer of devotion. The prayer of surrender. Lord, use me. Lord, use me. Lord, use me. I yield myself. I want to be useful in your agenda. I'm a businessman, but I want to be useful in what you're doing. I'm a career person, but I want to be useful. Do you know how many business people who do not know what God wants to use their business to do? But they are business people and they are Christians. If I call a Christian now, a business person, a Christian that is a career person, I say, rise up, rise up. I say, what do you think God wants to use this, your career, to achieve? Many of them cannot answer. A businessman, okay, you're doing business, yes. This is your business. What is the intention of God? What does He want to achieve with this? They don't know. You know why? They don't have prayer altars. On the altar of prayer, God will give you clarity, vision about what He wants to do with your prayer life, what He wants to do with your business, what He wants to achieve with your career, because everything you do is supposed to be to the glory of who? God. So you pray those prayers. Then you pray warfare prayers. Warfare prayers are the ones that you now pray. You deal with demonic forces and spiritual strongholds that try to block anything. You deal with them. And it's only when you have started praying the prayer of devotion and the prayer of fellowship that you have the authority to exert in the place of warfare. You know why? You get to understand the dimension of authority that is at work in your life. Because the closer and the more intimate you are with God, are you getting what I'm saying now? The more intimate you are with God, it's like magnets. He rubs off on you. Everything in God rubs off on you. So when you say Satan, when Satan sees you, he's seeing God. Is anybody get what I'm saying here? Is anybody get what I'm saying here? I promised myself that I'm going to just calm down and teach, because if we enter that, our energy level, we will not come out. Then the next one, intercessory prayer. Standing the gap for others. Intercessory prayers. You are interceding. Intercessory prayers, you are interceding. And in your intercessory prayers, you have what we call kingdom advancement prayers. If you follow if you pursue after the things of the kingdom, everything about your life will be sorted. Many believers, now let's do it. The only time people pray for souls is when they gather in church. The only time they pray for the kingdom is when they gather in church. How many believers in their private personal altars always say, God, let there be a revival across the world. Let souls be won today again. Let lives be transformed. When people are going out, the first thing they remember is their own. The Bible says, they shall prosper that love thee. They shall prosper that love thee. If you love God passionately, no devil. I showed you. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Lion could not eat them. Why? They were pursuing the things of God. So you see all the kind of prayers people pray. The only prayer they know is, give me, give me, give me. If you live 20 days of glory and the only thing you understand is, give me. Lord, I want to carry anointing. For what? Why do you want anointing? So that they will see you. So that you'll be visible. Lord, make me visible. For what? For my glory or for your own glory? He said you pray and you pray and miss. Why? So that you consume it on your lust. There are certain things you want to do to prepare people. You want to show. You want people to see. And God is saying they will not see anything until you have desired that they will see me. I'm showing you why prayers are not answered. That's why many people pray. They come for meetings like this. After they finish praying and doing everything, it's as if they just did physical exercise and they get home and they are tired. They are discouraged. Why? Because they don't understand the dynamics of prayer, the nitty-gritties of prayer, how to get results with prayer. And this is what certain people know. And when they show up, they are using their altar. We use our altar to cover for church people. When will everybody have an altar? So that when we start, count, heaven will just click, bah, and they'll be seeing altars everywhere. Altars everywhere, fire burning everywhere. Sometimes when we come to church, in the bid of igniting fire, we have to ignite A, ignite B, ignite C. When we ignite, like, there has to be ignition everywhere, one by one. Then you ignite this week, people go back to their house and they went to fraternize with Satan again. They come back with dead altar again. Why not burn permanently and be burning so that every time God looks at you, He sees a burning flame for the kingdom? As I wrap up this evening, listen, everyone here, get this. If you fail to build a prayer altar, Satan will make a mess of your life. Satan will finish you. I guarantee you. Remember what we have been saying. The day you decided that you're going to serve God, the battle line was drawn. You know me, I have to tell you the truth. You understand what I'm saying? The day you decided that you're going to serve God, all the devils of your family pointed their arrow at you. And if you say you will not serve God, they didn't point arrow. You're already in hell. So you better choose. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you say you will not serve God, you are like chicken that they are feeding in the cage. They are not feeding the chicken for any good purpose. Very soon, you slaughter. So if you are not born again, you are for the slaughter, hellfire, eternal damnation. Barbecue for hell. Are you getting what I'm saying now? If you now get born again, battle line will now be drawn. You'll be on one side, the Lord's side. You know when the angel appeared, he asked, he said, on whose side are you? You have to know that you are on the Lord's side. Then you stay on this side, Satan, you don't know that battle is consistently raging. And that's why one of the armors that God said we should put on in Ephesians chapter 6, he said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. In other words, the day you get born again, your prayer machine must be turned on. If your prayer machine is not turned on, Satan will finish you. Am I advising somebody here? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Satan can manipulate you to marry a wrong person, he will kill you. Satan can manipulate you to glue the wrong things, and Satan will waste you. Satan is a mad idiot. He does not consider children in the womb. He will make sure that they are impaired, coming out to this life, looking so bastardized. He doesn't care. From the womb, he's already manipulating destinies and destroying. The Bible says the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. When the church does not know his common enemy, they're just moving around and doing anything. I say, no, behave yourself. Oh, behave. The devil, your adversary, is going about like a roaring lion, seeking for who to devour. What did he say you should do? Whom you should resist steadfastly in the faith. And how do I build my faith? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Rise up on you. You are going to pray, and this worship will just wrap up the service. You are saying, God, let fire fall on my prayer altar. May I not be cold. May I not be cold. Satan will not just come around and say, next, and you are next. Next, and you are next. Never. Never. Let fire. I want you to pray from your heart and say, Jesus. Jesus. Let me tell you, everybody, listen, let me tell you. You cannot in any way. If you compare yourself with unbelievers, you are finished. Because all those people, they are going to burn in hell. Don't let anybody deceive you and say, you know what, these are Christian fanatics. We are not fanatics. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. And he has shown us in the Bible judgments that this world refuse to accept him. They were born in hell. Those who accept Jesus Christ and come into the faith and they refuse to pray, you will be seeing the inheritance and the reality of the kingdom, and you will not eat it. One day you get tired and say, Christianity does not work. I've said this thing like 7-10 times because God has told me that that is the coming trend. A generation that is weak and prayerless will wake up and say there's no God. Why? Because they fail to engage God. If Elijah prayed, why will you not pray? Elijah prayed, why will you not pray? The apostles prayed, why will you not pray? Jesus prayed until the Bible says he prayed and poured out his soul and went through all that he needed to go through. And now he called us and he said, men always ought to pray and not to faint. Jack up your prayer altar. Jack up your prayer altar. Wake up. And some of you don't even have any option in your life. Your parents are born again. They started praying from day one. And you came, you say you not pray. Everything that missed your parents will be attacking you. So you better pray. Prayer is security. Prayer is protection. Prayer is insurance. Prayer is strength. Prayer is shield. Prayer is life. Lift up your hand. We're going to pray. And say, God, let fresh fire come on my prayer altar. When you hear this kind of message and you are sleeping at night, some of you are sleeping in your dream, you will wake up and pray again. You will just realize that I cannot be sleeping like this. You slept all night from 9 p.m., 10 p.m. till 6 a.m. in the morning. Join morning prayer. You still did not join the one that can even support your corporate. And like that. And you think you can just scale like that? No, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work. I want you to lift up your voice and say, dear Father, I can't hear you. Can you shout? Say, dear Father, today, let the spirit of prayer, let the spirit of prayer take over my life. In the name of Jesus, baptize me afresh with the spirit of prayer and supplication. In the name of Jesus, let the spirit of prayer take over my life. Lift up your voice. Let God see your hunger. Let God see your hunger. Let God see your hunger. Is that how you are praying? Is that how you are praying? For while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares. The
the destinies of many people should have been brighter than what it is, but because of prayerlessness, the life of many people should have reflected better glory, but because of prayerlessness, can you pray tonight? Can you pray tonight? In the next 2 minutes, can you be passionate? Cabina, Jabranante, Eruata Capila, Ezuso Brekete Nebushkapaya, baptize me with the spirit of prayer, Ezuso Brekete Nebushkapaya, Ezuene Gedila, Ezuzu Breketina, Arakapapaiba, Ragadadadadadadada, Regedelebosha, your prayer life resurrector, your prayer life resurrector, every dryness on your altar, every dryness on your altar be consumed by fire, Erakapapesete, I will not be lazy. In the place of prayer, somebody pray and say, let the spirit of prayer rest upon me. He said, I will baptize the house of Jacob with the spirit of prayer and supplication. I want you to pray by yourself. I want you to pray by yourself. Ezuso eriaka bazeke de lebushka paya rakatetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetet Ezwatatatatata. Eriakobosegedele boshkapaya. Erika boboshke. Branagabarega dele boshate. Prayer is the foundation of our faith. Prayer is the foundation of our faith. Ezuso predela. Ebrina katola. Ajagagagagagagagaga. Ezwenekatele boshka. Ah, if you cannot pray in the day, you cannot pray in the night, then what will you do with your life? Ezute nenene. Ezwata nananana. Azwaka teleboshaya. Erieke segetele boshata. Erwana gagagagaga. I want you to pray. Holy Ghost, baptize me afresh. All that the devil has stolen because of prayerlessness. Everything that the devil has taken because of prayerlessness. Equip me. Arabate negedeleba. Ejagagagagagagaga. Eruate gedelebu shakapa. Ragagagagagagagagagaga. Prayer will no longer be a struggle. Prayer will no longer be a struggle. Prayer will no longer be a struggle. Arate benete. Eruata banata. Aragagagagagagaga. Ezwande ruatela. Ashabababababababa. You want me to stop you? I'm not stopping you. I want you to pray. 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 Arate benede boshakapa. Start here. Start here. Start here. When you don't feel like praying, you pray. When it looks like you are tired, you pray. When it looks like you are not getting, you pray. Pray until prayer begins to work in you. Jebe negede lebo shata. Eruata na da 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 da. Raga ba 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 ba. Eruata negede lebo shata. Ezuzo, Ezwana, Ezuze, Ezwate, Eriata, Banina, Jabanaite, Beniande, Ruakatelo, Eshobelega dega 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 dega. Araba ba 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 ba. Satan can steal your job opportunities if you are not a praying person. Shabenege delebo shata. Satan can steal your babies. Satan can steal your husband and manipulate you to the wrong person. Take your wife and give you a troublemaker. But when you are a praying person, you can discern, you rule. Praying men control the world. Praying men take territories. Praying men are territorial commanders. Ashaba neke telebosha. Erwata gaba 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 gaba. Ezwe neke titi bregezula. Ashana gazuzu bregetele. Ezwana gadara baba baba baba. Arika papaide. Eriaka papayo. Ezeme neke telebosko paya. Araga gaga gaga gaga. Let fire burn upon my prayer altar. Fire, fire, fire. You are not praying. That is why bitterness, malice, anger, unforgiveness, masturbation, pornography, sexual sin. When you enter the place of prayer, all those things will dry up, sir. I know what I'm saying. Rabanete porida, ashapa babaiva, erakate negedelebo shapa, ragagagagaga. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Whatever doesn't look like you, that is reflecting itself in. Whatever doesn't show your grace, that is magnifying flesh in me. Take it away. Can you pray? Can you pray? Can you pray? Satan knows what to offer you. If you are a praying man, he knows what he cannot bring around your space. If you are a praying lady, he has said this, he cannot bring around your space. You cannot be oppressed anyhow if you are a praying person. Pragasina mosete lebesa. Swana kabareke de lebosh. Oh, sheketune menekete. Swakate leboshana baba baba baba. Eswene ketina manata. You are not praying. You are not praying. It takes the heart to pray. It takes the heart to pray. The fervent and effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. He has to be fervent. He has to be fervent. He has to be effectual. Telebo sunde ruate ne bai sika papai be pai be ruate asu so prega le 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 pray 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 fresh fire on my prayer altar. I am not Satan's dumping site. Never too hard to handle, too hard to touch. Stop praying. You are exercising. You are practicing what we just heard. Is this how you practice it? Is this how you practice it? Pray now. Yes. Practice prayer. This is practical class. Pray. Supletena. Your prayer altar is coming to life. Every dead prayer altar. Everyone that is weak. Everyone that is injured. Everyone that is hurt. Pray.
Shaka de rebo sonevene kenene basai.
whatever you are praying. Hey. You don't understand the word of God. Pray. You don't have direction. Pray. You don't know the step to take. Pray. You don't know what to do. Pray. Pray at these answers.
There's a fire inside me that is able to burn the world. I echo the attack in my breath and breath. I will cover the world. Hey, there's a fire inside me that is able to burn the world.
Do you know what you have lost as a result of prayerlessness? Do you know what you have lost? Pray to recover. Pray to recover. Pray to recover. Pray to recover. Let fire burn on my prayer altar. And so tell it this. God is in your heart. Whether you are ready, pray, child of God. I'm not a prayerless Christian.
Viva, viva, overflow. Mighty, viva, overflow.
As you are catching the shoko do lobo side.
As the river flows, it begins to bring every death into life. It's the life-giving river. Oh, let it flow mighty.
May I not look like I did come to 20 years of glory? Pray so that everything you have received will not waste. Gather capacity. Gather strength. The journey ahead is far. Gather strength. My prayer altar, come back to life. Active fire.
Let your glory fall.
Shaka baraka da la barege de lebo shande le bay.
Like fire. Let your glow. Let your glow. Let your
pray, somebody pray. Let your you exercise it. Practice prayer. Practice prayer. Practice prayer.
Let the people die.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let your amen sound like thunder. Do you know that while Daniel was praying, 400 plus years of bondage and captivity was broken. Prayer breaks chains. There are many things you have lost because you are not praying. He said, for while men slept, the enemy came and he sold tars. The enemy came and he stole. The enemy came and he has taken one thing or the other. Today, as you engage this prayer, the next 3-4 minutes, I want you to pray like your life depends on it. Some of you will realize that what has been delaying since, all of a sudden it will just show up. Why? Prayer. 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 When 20 days of glory is done, 3 weeks later, 3 months later, will you look like you attended the program? If Satan wants to rupture everything you have received, he will shut your prayer altar. When your prayer altar is shut down, you don't have access to divinity. You don't have access to power. Today you will pray and lift up your voice. Say, dear Father, say, today I receive fresh fire on my prayer altar. On my prayer altar, fresh fire. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Shebeneke de lebo gozo kudulush. Eruanda rabababababababash. Apina ketele katai.
Holy fire, holy fire. Holy fire.
Your career will be remain at the spot without prayer. Your business can remain at the level without prayer. When you pray, things begin to shift.
Holy fire.
Potentials until you start praying. You don't know what you carry. You don't know what you are capable of. Prayer unleashes your potentials. Prayer brings out the glory in you. Prayer is a refiner. Prayer is a purifier. Prayer is a strengthener.
Holy fire. Shine your light upon my face.
Every lukewarmness, every laziness. I possess my possession. I gain spiritual mileage. Who told you they have gone ahead of you? Who told you they can go ahead of praying man? You cannot go ahead of a praying man. In the place of prayer, we buy time. We secure the future. Swana katele boshan.
Holy fire, holy fire.
I'm not stopping you pray. Don't get tired, pray.
Holy fire,
Jesus, I am tired of this character. I am tired of this personality. Pray. Lift up your voice. Somebody shout fire. Fire, fire. On my altar, fire 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 on my altar. Stop taking nonsense. Pray and kick that nonsense out of your space. Your opportunities are waiting. Pray and lay hold of them.
You're the river that never was.
predict a praying man. You cannot predict a praying man. We are unpredictable because of what we do in the secret place of prayer. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Sir, you cannot predict a praying man. So they are planning a conspiracy here. And they said this is where he will pass. Then he engaged God in the place of prayer. The same way that he has passed for the past 15 years. That day in the place of prayer, God said, go this direction. The wind blew where he missed it. And no man knows the direction of the wind. So he's a praying man. You can't predict me. You can't box me. You can't cage me. You can't tie me down. A praying man cannot be slowed down because in the place of prayer, hand will pick him and relocate that person. Is there somebody here who's ready to dedicate your life to prayer? Can you say today I receive prayer power, prayer power, prayer power, prayer power. Elijah will be in his room and whatever they discuss, he will pick the call. And he will tell the king. He said, that's what they are talking about. The king said, even though as we are discussing this one now, Elijah knows. What do you conspire against a praying man? Why did the heathens rage and the people imagine a vain thing? He said, the rulers take counsel against the Lord that is anointed. God will laugh at them. The reason they can snatch your husband, you are not praying. The reason they can snatch your children, you are not praying. The reason they can snatch your glory. How can you cover the glory of a prayer man? Can you cover fire? Can you cover fire? Can you cover fire? Somebody lift up your voice and declare, I am fire. 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 Too hot. 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 Fire. I will burn the world with the fire of God. Yay! There's a fire inside me that is able to touch the world. A shaka ta 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 ta
If I fast and pray,
I will cover the wall. There's a glory inside me that is able. I shout it, 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 it.
If I fast and pray, I will cover the wall.
Swate, nama, nama, nama.
If I fast and pray, I will cover the wall.
I will cover the wall.
There's a fire.
There's a fire inside me that is able
to cover the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, in our letter, oh.
Swakati nekete lebo shabara ba 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 ba.
In our, in our enemy man, I. In our, in our.
Mighty name we pray.
We're going to make this overflow into the second session. So we're going to start the second session with the worship dimension of it. I sense the hand of God wants to rest upon people and open portals in your spirits. Listen, you can't threaten a praying man. The king showed up and he said, they have told all the magicians and the satraps that they will kill all of them. They now said, we have one man remaining that we should discuss the matter with. And they brought Daniel. And guess what? Daniel listened to the king. The king now told him, he said, Daniel, if I tell you the dream, chances are that you will fabricate interpretation and give it to me. He said, to show that you have something and there is a place where you get information from, I will not tell you the dream. So you go and look for the dream and discover the interpretation by yourself. Daniel did not say, king, it's not fair now. Why will you do this to me? Please, don't kill us. A praying man is not at the mercy of anybody. Because you know your altar will speak. Daniel told the king, he said, give me little time. I'll see you later. Then he came to the company of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he said, guys, tonight we must engage our altar. The answer must come. That is an altar that you are too sure of. You are too convinced. You threaten a praying man. Over my dead body, you will not marry. In this office, you will not rise. Eh? A praying person? Never. Prayer people are fire people. Ferocious. The kingdom of hell knows them. Heaven knows them. Prayer people are not known only on earth. They are known on earth, in heaven, and in hell. Daniel entered there, and by the time he came out the next morning, guys, how far? I don't pick signal. Say, how far? Say, I don't pick signal. He got the dream, he got the interpretation. When he explained to the king, The king said everybody should bow to his God. Now what are we serving? What goats are we serving here? When there is somebody that can get both the dream and the interpretation, and they are discussing something in the office, they are discussing in the space, and you are a Christian, and they say the Christian cannot give any productive idea. How? I don't just know what to do. I'm totally confused. Why? When you have a prayer altar, you go to that place and you lock yourself and you say, give me 3 days. When I am out, on the third day, I will rise again. And by the time you show up on the third day, they are wondering, why? Where did you get that from? Where did you get that from? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High abides under the shadow. In the shadow, every hidden thing will come out. Lift up your hand as we wrap up this session. I prophesy over somebody by the Spirit of God. May you be consumed with the spirit of prayer in the name of Jesus. May your passion for prayer increase in the name of Jesus. I speak over everyone here. Everything that dries up your prayer altar, whatever you have lost because of prayerlessness, everything Satan has stolen in your territory and your domain, I declare today, as my voice roars and thunders to your future, I declare, be restored in the name of Jesus. Be restored in the name of Jesus. I speak by the Spirit of God today and I declare, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, may your voice begin to shake things. May your prayer begin to open gates. Your prayer begin to have angelic interventions. In the name of Jesus, you will no longer be confused again. You will no longer be weak again. You will no longer be defeated again. In the name of Jesus, everyone that used to hear, that used to see, that used to have revelations inside depths, and as a result of prayerlessness, your heavens are shut. Today I declare, as fire comes upon your altar, there is a reignition, there is a reactivation of your discernment. In the name of Jesus. When you live 20 days of glory, listen, by the time we are done with this program, after, take note of the things I've shared with you. By the time we are done with this program, and Satan is about to show up, go and build a prayer altar now. It takes discipline to build a prayer altar. If you say it's 12 o'clock, wake up. If you say it's 30 minutes, stay till the end of the 30 minutes. They cannot tell you, we'll kill you. And you say, God forbid, God forbid. Under what? It's because they don't do God forbid by mouth. When you say God forbid, you are saying they forbid, that your altar forbids it. That I have a source that cannot allow that kind of thing to sit on my head. That Satan cannot dump this kind of thing in my own future. Why? Because you have a prayer source. Don't be part of those people that attend programs and they don't look like the program. They don't look like the glory. They don't look like the encounter. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. By the Spirit of God today, I declare, what you have received, what has started, I declare, may it be fanned to flame in the name of Jesus. You will not be weak again in the place of prayer. You will not be lazy again in the place of prayer. May the Holy Ghost strengthen you in the place of prayer. You find direction in the place of prayer. You discover purpose in the place of prayer. You recover lost grounds in the place of prayer. In the name of Jesus. It is settled. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now this is what we're going to do. As we wrap up this first session, we're going to enter the second session worshiping. Then other things will follow. Listen, I want you to pour out your heart, everything that is within you, because tonight is Holy Ghost renewal and revival, and that's why you have to pour out everything that is within you. The worship will pick up, we'll continue other things, and the worship will round off. That's how we're going to go, beginning and the end, to wrap up everything. Will be soaked in prayer, soaked in worship, soaked in everything that God has for us this season. Nobody will lose out. Nobody will miss out. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice, that what God is depositing in your life today, no Satan will snatch it. No association will snatch it. No laziness will snatch it. No procrastination will snatch it. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is well with you. Testimonies abound. Healing and deliverance abound. You came here troubled. I see somebody, listen, by the Spirit, like Naaman, you have been showing up. And each day you show up, you go back to check that growth. You go back to check that challenge that you have come with. Like Naaman, God is saying, whatever that challenge, as you go through this season of prayer and devotion to the word of God, in this glory encounter, everything will dissolve in the name of Jesus. It's settled. It is settled. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please quickly sit up in heavenly places. Don't ever tolerate nonsense in your space. Never. Never, ever. Never, ever tolerate it. Never, ever tolerate it. If you allow Satan to take one, he will take two, he will take three, he will take four, he will take five, until you are rendered totally useless and helpless. So you must deal with him because he's under your feet as a believer. But it takes prayer power to keep him under control. Have you been blessed today? Let's wrap up this session immediately now.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.